plastic, you call it a plastic egg. If it's made out of china, you call it a
china egg.
Okay. What about a container that you would throw scraps in for the hogs?
The slop bucket, I guess. That's not the word exactly. What did they call that? But that slop is what you call that.
Sure. Okay. If you were going to fry a piece of ham, what would you use to fry it in?
The skillet.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard of one that had legs that you might use?
A spider.
In the fireplace?
Uh-huh.
That's what you
use. Uh-huh. I have one.
Do you?
And we've cooked in it a little bit out in the country just for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Ms. Watson did cook biscuits and things. I can remember actually using one.
Mm-hmm. Before I get through, would you show it to me?
No, it's out there.
Oh, it's out in the country, I see.
But it's about a 12-inch iron skillet with about, you haven't seen one? With about, it has legs, that's why it's a spider. And then the top, it has a snug-fitting top
mm-hmm.
with a rim about an inch high so that you can put ashes on the top
mm-hmm.
as well as it sitting in the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it bakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to use the poker. It has a handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to use the poker to lift that top
mm-hmm.
carefully
yeah.
so you won't get ashes in your food.
Yeah. Now, have you ever heard of the Dutch oven?
Yes.
Is that similar to
what I have one of those too, but it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
That is what my mother always called a Dutch oven. It's a heavy cast iron, deeper utensil with a top.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a bale like a bucket. And that's the difference. The spider has a long handle like a skillet.
Mm-hmm.
The Dutch oven does not. It has two little round handles.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a big old black container that you see occasionally out in people's yards?
The wash pot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you ever call it, let's go another route. Some people, when they make tea, have this little thing with a spout to it, you know, and it'll whistle.
The teapot? Tea kettle.
Yeah.
That's the kettle that
mm-hmm.
you put on the stove.
Yeah. Would you ever call a wash pot a kettle?
No,
mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Okay. All right, a container that you would put cut flowers in.
A vase.
Right. And the names of the utensils that you use to eat with.
A knife, a fork, a spoon.
Okay, and the plural of knife, that would be a set.
Knives.
Right. What would you say you do to the dishes after you've eaten and you you have to clean them?
You clear the table and wash the dishes.
All right. And when you run water over them, you say you're doing what?
Rinsing.
Okay. Do you have a name for a rag or piece of cloth that you use when you're washing?
I call it the dish rag.
Okay. What about when you're drying?
The cup towel.
Do you have a name for the thing that you use to wash your face when you're taking a bath?
We have always called that a bath rag. Not washcloths, but bath rag.
Okay, good enough. And the bigger one that you dry off with?
Is a towel.
Mm-hmm. In your kitchen, over your sink, the thing that the water comes out of.
Is the faucet.
What if you're outside and you want to hook up your hose?
I still say faucet.
On a portable water container, the thing that...
That's a spigot.
Okay. All right, this word, if it's the winter time and you turn on the water in the morning and nothing comes out, say, oh great, I'll get the pipes.
Are frozen.
And they...
Burst.
Okay. All right. Years ago, if you wanted to buy a lot of flour, it was a boathouse. Or what was it kept in?
In barrels.
Mm-hmm. Okay.